This is Kenosha's radio station, AM 1050 WLIP. Live and local in the morning with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP morning show. Tuesday mornings, we catch up with Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm great. It's 46 outside now.
Thank you.
At least that's what my car said.
Well, that might be what we're referring to for temperature from now on, because this is 2 days in a row I have not available from the local National Weather Service readings.
Okay. Well,
I'll... So...
Glad to help
out. And then I got two apps on my phone, and neither one of them wants to load. So I don't...
There you go. It's 46 outside.
And it's not the Wi-Fi, because the Cubs game is streaming fine. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, except those darn Dodgers.
Stupid Dodgers.
Yeah.
Looking for a late-inning rally for the Cubs this morning.
Well, so there's always hope.
I suppose you're right. Well, Dr. Russ is here to give us a distraction from the baseball season, even on opening day. That's the life of a Cubs fan. And we're going to talk pets, of course. And it's National Poison Prevention Week. Those dogs, cats love to get into everything.
Well, and probably more so the dogs, although the cats do occasionally get into things. But we see dogs a lot more.
Dogs
will eat about anything. So that's the whole thing. It's like, so this week is the National Poison Control Prevention Week. So it's highlighted nationally. And so that's one of the things. It's also for both humans and pets. So, it's one of those times to go through. And I think part of this is like, we've been doing some purging. This is that weird time of year. Like, it's not quite warm enough outside. Of course, with the snow we've had the other day, going to have yet this week.
Right.
You can't get outside and really do stuff outside. We're all getting a little stir crazy. And my wife has been purging things.
Yeah.
I texted the kids the other day, said, listen, if I wind up missing, please check Goodwill for me.
Depends on what you can get for you.
Well, I don't know if that'd be that much, but it's one of those things, you know, people start going through and do spring cleaning. And so I think this is probably a good time to highlight things, you know, because you may be going through and either A, using products, or B, setting stuff aside and not paying attention. Like, we were having the problem the other day. One of our dogs was like, oh, look, there's a garbage bag on the ground full of stuff. Let me start digging through it.
Right,
and she did find herself a couple M&Ms. So, which was okay for her because she's a big dog, and got her out of there before she ate. Eat too many, but
it's hard to eat just two M&Ms. Whether you
it is, unless you get yelled at.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So one of the things, you know, clearly, if you see your dog get into something, then you know that they got into something. But a lot of times, what you start to see is actually signs and symptoms. So, you know, one of the signs that we see is vomiting. Another one is diarrhea, drooling, because a lot of the things that they're going to get into will cause GI upset. But then lethargy, weird behavior changes. The one case that I can think of when I was first out of school that got into the teenager's pot. And the dog was like going back and forth between being coherent and passed out.
And wanting Doritos.
Probably would have had he been able to say so. Seizures. That's another thing that, I mean, if things progress to a serious standpoint and you've got a dog that all of a sudden, like out of the blue, they're seizuring, that's one of the things we have to start to think about is, did they get into something? So if you're seeing some weird symptoms, agitation is another one that we can sometimes see. They just can't settle down. Chocolate will cause that, cause it gets them wound up. It causes a heart rate to get wound up. So, you know, if you see some of these things, what's the thing to do? Well, first off, if they're just acting oddly, call your veterinarian, you know, give us a phone call or, you know, get them to an ER. If you saw them get into something, so first thing to do is like anything else, stay calm.
Right.
Don't panic because if you're panicked, the dog can't drive itself to
the clinic.
Right. So somebody's got to keep a calm head about them, you know. Call your vet immediately if you saw them get into something. If they're acting odd, out of sorts, you know, call anyway. If they consume something, you saw them consume something, grab whatever it was, that the bottle that it was in, so that you can know, because you need to read the ingredients or, you know, be able to read the label content to tell poison control what was in there.
Right.
Because you can't call poison control and say, my dog ate five pills.
Yeah, right. That doesn't help.
That is not help. But if you can tell them, like, they ate five of my blood pressure pills and it's this medication, this many milligrams, then they can start to help you. Avoid waiting for symptoms to appear. So if they, if you do see them get in something,
maybe they'll be okay.
Don't sit back and go, well, sure, you know, they're a 90-pound dog and they only ate one of those. Nah, call. So the other thing that, you know, poison control may do, and don't do this without having consulted, but sometimes we suggest people induce vomiting. And it's one of those things that if we do suggest that, hydrogen peroxide is not a bad thing to have in your house because you can use that with directions from your veterinarian, emergency room specialist, you know, animal poison control.
To under induce, a doctor
under
expert care.
Doctor expert care, which is why I'm not going to give you the directions over the radio.
That'll
but
be after
have
you turn
your,
the mics
have
off.
It in your all dog's right. cabinet. Right. I'll tell you later. So the thing of it is that have it in the cabinet, though, the dog's cabinet, because that's something you can use to actually induce vomiting. Some of the things that they ingest, if they're ingesting liquids, you may not want to have them vomit because things can be more caustic on the way back up than they are on the way down, and which is why we
damage.
Don't. Right. We can't just blanket say if they eat something, make them puke, because some of the things that you'll make them vomit up will be worse coming back out than they were going down. Pet poison control. Now this line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it is run through the ASPCA. Excellent group of people. Sometimes they are swamped, so sometimes you're on hold for a bit because it's amazing. They're just one center covering all of the pet owners in the country.
Right.
So, you know, it's amazing how many people are on the phone simultaneously going, my dog or cat got into product X, Y, or Z.
It's common is what you're saying.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
But that phone number for the pet poison helpline is 1-800-213-6680. And the ASPCA, which is the one that we actually recommend, which is the Animal Poison Control, is 1-888-426-4435. And you can find that on their website at the ASPCA Animal Poison Control. It's on their website. Give them a phone call. That's the first thing we do. Like we always tell owners, they call in and go, my dog ate this. We say, call poison control. Here's the phone number. Because we need that information just as much as you need the information. Sometimes it's now, there is a fee for this. So it's not like it's a free thing. On occasion, you'll luck out and there will be a product that the manufacturer of the product has said, hey, you know what? I'll donate X number of dollars towards, you know, because if a cat or dog gets in this, we feel bad and we feel responsible for covering this. So there are a few limited products at times, a lot of times. So you're getting charged the, I think it's $85 now, keeps going up. Like everything else.
Like everything else.
Right. It's not the bird flu causing that. That's just time and inflation. But what they do is they will give you, okay, here's the recommendations. You need to call your veterinarian and then they'll have a list of things like when we call in, there's a case number and then we can call them, go through a back line, basically use the case number. And then here's what they're recommending to do. Because that information is sometimes just really critical for the patient. Common household items that are poisonous to pets. Well, oddly enough, food. We've already mentioned chocolate.
Right.
Xylitol, which is a sugar substitute. And the food industry just drives us nuts sometimes because they keep putting this in products. Like they've got it in peanut butter now, and they've now started to label it as birch sugar. So like the birch tree. Uh-huh. Well, just label it xylitol so that we don't think it's natural and whatever, because it's toxic to pets. We need to know it's in there as the pet owner. They're trying to make us feel better that we're not eating some synthetic sugar. But grapes and raisins are toxic, can cause kidney failure. Onions, garlic, those things too. Plants, some household plants, certainly we all know poinsettias are, but azaleas, rhododendrons can cause vomiting. There are a lot of house plants are toxic that will cause, if ingested in large enough quantities, can cause kidney failure, more frequently just cause GI irritation. Household chemicals, clearly bleach is not good. Regardless of whatever's been said, right. You should not swallow it. antifreeze, that's toxic. Insecticides, I mean, if it kills something, it's probably not
that's
non-toxic.
Usually that means...
That's a good sign, right?
It's a good sign. You're not supposed to be taking that in.
I sprayed the Raid on the roaches. They died. You know, if you can kill a roach with it, it's going to kill most anything. So
that's
just
right.
Stay away from it. Harmful if ingested. And some of the things, you know, the toxins are also skin irritants. So that's the thing we don't often think about. Which is why if you read the labels on the things, they say, you know, if you get on your skin, wash it off because it can actually cause irritation in your skin too.
Right.
Medications. So this is the thing that really sneaks by a lot of us, because if we're taking it as medicine, how can it be toxic? Well, even for us, I mean, if you take too much of something, and I don't care if it's your blood pressure pill or probably even your Lipitor, it could be toxic at high enough levels.
Well, that's why you read even your over-the-counter painkillers, don't take so many of these in 24 hours.
Right, and that's there for our safety, and those things are there. And just because we can take it doesn't mean our dog or cat can take it. Certainly, one extra strength Tylenol will kill a cat. Mm. Not that it, you know, so Tylenol is completely toxic for cats. We will, on occasion, use it in a dog, albeit we don't like to use it in the dog because then people start to think it's okay for cats. But no, it is lethally toxic for cats, and it's Tylenol. How is that? Nope. Cats are different.
Right, right.
They're not people. They're not dogs. So you got to watch out for those things. Prevention tips. Well, if you've got a pet and you haven't pet-proofed your home yet, stop rolling the dice, and now it's time to pet-proof the home. You got to keep harmful substances in cabinets and, you know, preferably, if your dog can open cabinets, put them somewhere where they can't get into them. You know, if you've got the upper cabinets above, you know, in your laundry room, or keep them out in the garage in a lock cabinet. I know sometimes that can be a pain in the neck. You're like, well, I use these cleaning products. Like, well, you need to keep it somewhere where it's locked if your dog's the dog that can open stuff and get into it. But certainly don't leave it laying around, because they're going to drink that bleach water. Why? Because it's there.
Right.
Makes no sense because it smells terrible, but they'll still drink it. Trust me. We've seen those cases. Safe storage. So keeping foods in places, you know, don't put them on the edge of the counter. We're pretty strict in our house because we do like to eat grapes, but our dogs would love to pick one up off the floor. And, you know, when you're rinsing those off and then plucking off the stem, the problem of it is one time they're all slippery and there it goes. It's, you know, it's on the floor. And then you've got this mad scramble to try to get the grape out of the dog's mouth. And what we do is we don't even have the dogs in the room. If we're fixing grapes, we just basically keep them out of the area. So they're in their own little room while we're doing that, which seems crazy, but it's for their safety. Educate everybody in the household. Now, like in our household now, we're dinks, double income, no kids, right? So the kids are out of the house. They're still in the payroll, but they're out of the house. So we don't have to worry about them as much. But it's just the two of us. But if you've got little ones, and we had to do this when our kids were little, it was like crucial, like, hey, you can't give the dogs this. You can't give the cat that. You've got to teach the kids from little on. And if grandparents come over, you probably have to educate them too, because they like to indulge the grand dogs and kittens just as much as they do the grandkids. Use pet safe products. That's the other thing. It's like if you're cleaning substances, just, you can read the labels. They'll say, you know, organic, no byproducts, whatever, pet safe. You're just looking for the pet safe thing. And then when we've touched on this, but when you call us and say that your dog got into something, we're going to tell you, call Poison Control, please, because we need the information. So call them right off the bat so that you get that information. It helps speed up the process. We're probably going to get them in an exam, do some testing, maybe have to hospitalize them. So
all that being
said, that's at the end.
Yes.
When you do need to call us, give us a buzz at 262-694-6515. Or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
It's so hard, though, when they give you that cute little look, like, I want a cheese nip. Why can't I have one?
Most things in moderation, but you gotta know. So give us a call, have us check it out for you, and then make sure everybody's safe.
Very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday morning.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Pete.